No, you're
no,
good.
No,
you're
I'm
good?
Ready when you are.
I can finish this last one.
You can finish throughout the show. Yes.
How much battery is on that oldest laptop?
This is a fairly new laptop.
How fair?
2 years? It's like 2 years old?
This
is like 3 years old, and it works like I threw it down the stairs.
Do you guys play Roblox together? Why do you have the same laptop?
This is for video. Yeah, it's for video editing that I thought I was going to start doing that I never did.
And you both play Fortnite and Apex Legends together. And that works for me. It has a louder button. That's true. It sounds like a fan.
That's a good point. I should turn that on.
Turn on the louder button. Crank it up, too, all the way.
It's got that cool. It cools down real loud.
Well.
Cool it down, turn it up, the turbo button.
Turn down the lights and make it cool in here.
The sequel to the Spider-Man stage show.
Yes. It's nice when I'm just ancillary.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
This is Stab. Yay! Yeah. It's the show that 9 out of 10 dentists agree they should not have to be answering questions about. Let's introduce tonight's panel. Our first panelist can frankly take or leave Big Butts. He's the JoJo that has fun under the mom hat. It's JoJo Lewis! Our second panelist open carries ham sandwiches like a fucking badass. He's the weary body behind Barley and Me Productions. It's Ben Rice!
Thank you for having me.
And our third panelist collects vintage styrofoam Big Mac clamshells for reasons that you do not need to know about. She puts them on in Mom Hat Studios. It's Kim Martell. Oh, let's change that. There's the actual screen. And I'm your host, Jesse Jones. Yay! Past my Best Buy date, but not quite up to my expiration. I know. I had to make it sad. You guys actually cheered.
That'd be good on a business card.
I like it.
Welcome to the Stab Show, your number one soundtrack choice for driving home from the bar Saturday nights at 11 p.m. Just tune in to KUTZ 103.1 FM, and we'll guide you home, weary traveler. Now, let's meet tonight's panel, Joe!
Howdy.
Oh, it's been too long.
It has been. It's been the age of a dog once.
It has. Apparently, I don't try hard enough on Signal.
That's fair.
I tried. And then I tried, and then I just, I got a little sad that it was just, I'm not good enough for...
I tend to make myself somewhat hard to find, yeah. I will say.
Well, yeah, it took me long enough to be directed to you on Signal.
I know.
And then I tried to reach out and got no response. Joe, I want you here.
And here I am.
I'm glad you are here.
Yes.
I'm happy to have you. It's been
Thank you
long.
For having me.
You are beloved and missed. How are things?
Oh, great. Have I told you that I'm on ADD medicine?
No. Well, you may have, but I mean, shouldn't we all be?
Yeah, we should, yes. And by the way, I really think the pandemic fucked it up for me because now there's a shortage. Thanks, everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
We all had time for therapy.
Yeah,
we all
assholes.
Yeah, too many people just sitting around realizing, there's something wrong with me.
What else is there to do?
Oh, I find it hard to believe they can't crank out more ADD meds with all the money to be made there.
But no, but the problem is, like, son of a gun if you can't remember to do it.
Oh, sure. The people in charge of making the meds don't have enough meds to keep on track.
It's a wonder they made them at all, honestly.
Yeah. I hear... that because I don't pay that close attention to you guys, but I hear that you're kind of lurking in the background of Mom Hat right now. Are you active? Are you getting something together? Are you having fun?
Oh yeah, we do. We're our main project right now is a video game review show called Listen to Player Two, where we read reviews from fellow gamers of popular recent video games.
It is
absolutely unhinged.
I've heard that from Jeff and Kim, and yeah, there's no meat that can't be picked from the internet still.
There's a listen. The bone that this meat is on is as big as the internet itself. It is the internet backbone itself.
Yeah, we haven't quite reached critical mass of of the internet eating itself exactly, but Listen to Player 2 is certainly a sign.
It's good.
It's one of the seals.
I don't doubt that it's good. I don't doubt that it's good. But Kim, listen to yourself. You're reviewing other people's reviews of games.
So you don't you when you look at a game and you're like, okay, I want to buy this game, you have to go look at the reviews. And there's thousands of them. And like most of them are either one star or five star. But what you should be listening to is the three star. Okay. And you don't have to listen to them because we listen to them. And then we're going to tell you what we learned from those reviews. You're going to save tons of time. And it's super funny.
You know what? There you are. There's the pitch.
I'd like to announce my new podcast. I play that on another console where I review their reviews of those reviews.
Exactly. Yeah. This is the rabbit hole that we're standing at the precipice.
So if you want that put down into like a 2 minute.
It's listen to Player 2 too. Yeah. But that second 2 is also.
Yeah. Yes. Also listen to Player 2.
Yeah.
Tom Yen.
Player 3 has entered the review.
Jeff, are you writing this down?
Well, good to have you, Joe. I'm super pleased to just be in the presence of Joseph. Ben Rice.
Hey.
Hi there. Sure. We're workshopping this guy. Good to see you, Ben.
Thank you.
Hi.
I'll be here. I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah,
okay, good. Good. Because we're always excited to have you. You're very busy.
Do we have the same shoes?
No.
We're
same brand.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I just noticed that.
Did you say
colors.
You are taking your ADD medication?
Well, it's been 8 hours. It's wearing off.
Oh, nice. Well, good to have you, Ben.
Thank you.
I'm glad we were able to sneak a little Ben Rice time into the evening.
One love it.
Ben's just so busy.
I'm so excited JoJo's here.
Yeah, me too.
Every time I get to see him, it's just wonderful.
Yeah. It's a goddamn treat. We're buttering you up, Joe, to try and get you out of the house more.
I mean, I wouldn't get this if I didn't hide so much.
Well, I suppose. It's the rarity of the JoJo that makes it more special.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I see what you're playing.
Yeah.
Kimberly.
Or Kimothy.
Speaking of the opposite of the rarity of the JoJo, I was here like 3 days ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I enjoy having Kim Martell around. Oh, boo. Oh, it's just the worst to be in demand and available. Well, good to have you.
That's me.
Yeah, good to have you, Kim. How are things?
Excellent and wonderful. We were experiencing a deep freeze in Alabama, but it looks like we are over the worst of it. And by next week, it'll be back in the 60s and 70s.
Ooh.
So that's good.
Well, that's pleasant.
Yeah. So that was a rough couple of days.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I got some great pictures of us playing on ice. So that was fun.
Oh, well, good. So it's just currently, it's the Listen to Player 2. That's what's happened at Mom Hat.
I am trying to bully Jeff into doing more hen time of our lives.
Oh, of course.
But he has to not work so much at the job that makes the monies.
Yeah.
So he can do the stuff that doesn't make the money.
Prioritize, Jeff.
Danielle, get him. We're just narrow casting to just Jeff.
Yeah. This show is being played right now for 4 people on the internet.
There's 10.
Actually a lot of people watching on the internet, but it's being we're targeting those very, very exclusive few who are like, I want more hen time.
You are beloved in the chat, Kim, if you're paying attention. They love the Kim Martell. Well,
I love me too.
Yeah. Kim is Kim's favorite.
That's true.
Kim is Kim's biggest fan.
Yep.
All right. Let's
favorite color? Kim.
Let's get this goddamn thing going, shall we?
Yeah.
There it is. Why does it have that lag? I don't know. I buy nice things.
You got rid of the Puma? It's been a while for me.
It's only been like, well, it has been a little
while. It's been since the Puma.
I just wanted to shake it up.
I guess you did.
I'm standing here now, so it's woo. If John's here, it's wow. That's how you can tell. That's the only way.
It's always going to be woo. All right, got it.
All right, segment one, it's reorganization. With all due respect, you're all dumb, idiot, stupid heads who lick all the walnuts in the Sprouts bulk bins while aggressively fondling yourselves. See? Since I said with all due respect, you can't be mad at me for saying those things. Because they were meant respectfully. And now that we fully understand the foolproof way that you can use the phrase with all due respect in any situation, let's immediately forget that that's what WADR stands for, and instead give us who or what else WADR might stand for. Represent to you, Joe Lewis. What's your WADR?
Now, before I begin, I just want to say I don't believe that anyone has ever used the acronym WADR. And I know that's like the conceit of this part of the show or whatever the fuck, but like you give us these prompts with so little notice that we couldn't get our fact checkers in on this one. And I'm pretty confident that if anyone on the panel actually saw WADR, they would assume the person misspelled WTF in the weirdest way possible.
Sure.
I've never seen this. And if you have, I assume it was on TikTok and you shouldn't be there. That's for children. That's the internet school zone. And if anyone in chat or anything thinks that WADR is a real acronym, you should examine your walk with Christ, maybe, I guess. But it is in that spirit that I decided to consider if WADR is not an acronym, with all due respect, it's not. You're not wrong. I just assume it was someone yelling a word. And if you do that, it sounds a lot like the word water as performed by comedy and fashion heartthrob Marcus Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
So WADR is the Boston pronunciation for dihydrogen monoxide, or as it is more colloquially known, WADA.
WADA.
Pause for laughter, end of prompt.
Yeah. You're not wrong. That is wicked WADA. it's not that I know or understand or believe these things. It's I click refresh a couple times on my acronym page and see something that makes half an ass worth of sense and then give it to you guys. That's it. That's the process. That's now you know how the sausage is being around here. Thank you, JoJo.
You're welcome. WADA.
Ben Rice. Oh, okay. That's who's there.
He forgot his name for a second.
Could be anyone. Looks like half the comics.
Want to say Dave.
I could certainly use a handful of pills myself. Benjamin, what do you have in way of a WADR?
These days, everyone's looking for that special work-life balance, right? Well, have we got the acronym solution you've been looking for? As you know, the human body is 60% water. So we thought, hey, 3/5 is pretty good. It's a pretty good ratio to achieving some semblance of said work-life balance. So now you can make your life 60% water. Wake, arise, debase, repeat. Enjoy your weekend.
Yay. I even made sure I didn't pronounce the acronym.
Yeah. Well, I tried to think of one for waiter, and I was like, I was close.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Nah, it's not good.
I was just frustrated.
That's also fair. You know what? This keeps the show on time. Yeah. That's all that matters. Until we get to Kim. No, Kim's usually pretty good. Kimberly, what sort of water-themed fuck-up have you given us
I
in your
I feel kind of embarrassed. Like, okay, so... Low-key, I am always afraid that I'm going to come up with an acronym that is too close to somebody else's acronym.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then I feel especially attacked that JoJo is picking on a New England accent.
Yeah.
And I didn't make a water thing, although I could have. You don't know. So I guess I'll go for it. All right, children. I'm sure you're all wondering why Mr. Derek has you all lined up, and no, we're not going anywhere. It's time for WARD. That's right. Despite putting a safety lock on my mini fridge behind the desk, I'm afraid it's happened again. So line up. show me your grubby little hands. Jeremiah and Kennedy, you're excused. We all know about your peanut allergies. You can sit down. Everyone else, I'm going to need to smell your breath. All right, let's figure out, WARD, who ate Derek's Reese's?
Oh.
Just let her cook.
D-R. Oh, wait, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Kim?
Yeah?
Are you ADR?
Yeah. We were slightly confused.
Hey Kim, what do you think the acronym was?
Oh, did I mess up the acronym?
Yeah, absolutely, completely, without a doubt.
I mean,
without a doubt, wrong. W A D R.
Who ate?
No,
Derek's Reese's.
When you got to that part, it was.
Oh, I skipped. Who
you were?
W A. Oh, I just said it wrong. Wrote it wrong.
You were spelling.
I wrote it correctly. Ward. I wrote it correctly. Yeah, do you want me? I can send you my.
But you wrote it incorrectly. Here's what's fucked up, Kim. You did write it incorrectly because you read it.
It's. No. We were just confused momentarily by what your ward was, and then it went back to
what
W.
Your ward was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, I just don't speak good.
That's all right. It worked. This will all be cut out, so you'll be a genius when this is released.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want that.
All right, I believe
I feel like
that.
That's false advertising right there.
All right, you'll be slightly less dumb when I'm done recording, or when I'm done editing.
I don't believe that for a second.
No, you will.
That's a pretty big check.
All right, segment two, it's pickup lines. It's hard introducing yourself to a prospective mate. I mean, sure, you could be polite, respectful, and clear in your intentions from the beginning with well-thought-out reasons for why you would be a worthy date. Why you would be a worthy date going on with her. It doesn't help when it's separated by page. I set myself up for
failure. Oh, I'm sorry. Is reading hard? Are you having a hard time reading?
I always do, Kim. You settle down.
Kim, I'm the one who gave you a hard time about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it out on you.
No.
Jesse, you'll take it out on me.
Yes.
And then I'll take it out on JoJo.
It's
generational trauma.
Yeah, we're doing it.
It's the circle of stab shitting on each other. Yeah. Let's see. Back to one? No. that you would be a worthy date going on with her. That's where we were. Or you can mumble some half-thought-out innuendo and hope for the best. And so it goes in pickup lines, where you've been asked to give us your three best chat up lines to or from the following people, places, things, or concepts. And we'll do our standard 111-222 three times around. Starting with, I thought you'd enjoy this. Starting with JoJo, you're first. Let's hear your first pickup line to or from gatekeeping.
Mm-hmm. Pickup line from gatekeeping. First one. Here we go. Actually, I think that your dress doesn't look good on you, and it definitely wouldn't look good better on my floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Just keep that. Keep that on.
That's actually a good one.
Sorry. Ben. Hi. Hello. Let's hear your first of three pickup lines to or from a yappy little dog.
Yes, and for the listeners, you can decide if that is to or from. I've written them so they can be interpreted either way.
Sure.
I'm very talented. A yappy little dog. Here we go. Bow chick chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's very good.
Very good.
I'm gonna count that as the Ben Rice singing for the episode.
Okay.
Oh shit, there's more. Oh, there's more Ben singing. Good. Good. And Kim Martell, I know this isn't something that you're familiar with nowadays, but let's hear your first of three pickup lines to or from apartment living.
First of all, you thought I was fucking nonsensical before.
Let's do it.
Are you a garbage disposal in a renter condo? Because I want to cram you with stuff until you break.
Yeah.
I'm putting a whole apple in
it's
you.
It's very forward leaning.
Jeez.
Oh, I mean, don't threaten me with a good vaginal tearing. Oh, this, Kim, jeez, dial it back.
I will not.
Second time around, JoJo Lewis, pickup line to or from gatekeeping.
It's from gatekeeping. Here we go. Oh, nice tits. Did your brother loan them to you for the day or something? Because I asked you know, the dub is better also. I will say.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm glad I gave you something else coming up now that you mentioned that.
yeah, I noticed.
Yeah. Ben, hi.
Hi.
Again, to or from, pickup line, to or from Yappy Little Dog.
Hey, dog, I'm going to tear your ass up.
A lot of threats. A lot of threats.
I'm going to tear your ass up.
Yeah. Terrier. Got it. Yeah. Got it.
Very
it's also
good.
Hidden in there. Are
I
you sure?
Just got it.
Yeah.
It's very yeah. good, too.
Yeah.
That wasn't
like
a,
I said it wrong.
That wasn't a bit. I like. I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. It's nice. Ben Rice's prompts have always been onions. Yeah. Peeling back. And they make me cry. Yeah. Kim Martell, your second of three pickup lines to her from apartment living.
This one's a little romantic.
Oh, well.
Nice. You must be a predatory lease agreement because I can't see myself breaking up with you in less than a year.
Nice. For these, yes, that one was romantic.
Yeah.
For what we've endured
in context.
So far. Yes. Jojo, let's start us finishing up, picking up lines with your third of three, two are from gatekeeping.
All right, this is from gatekeeping, and yes. I will point out that gatekeeping pickup lines are just negging.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
Oh, if you have a really great ass, then why don't you show me both cheeks right now? Yeah, that's what I thought. This fucking fake hot girl over here with her big tits and great personality just trying to recruit for a Valheim server. Fucking loser.
Yeah. I understood 80% of that.
It's really funny.
Oh, yeah. No. For everybody that got all of it. Howling.
90s kids love it.
I think I got part. Ben Rice. Well, let's hear your third of three pickup lines. Who knows, to or from a yappy little dog.
Hallelujah, it's Pomeranian men.
God damn it. God damn it. Ben Rice, do I look like Damian Harmony? Don't answer that.
No. I used that one to close, just so we're clear. I'm like, this is the best one.
Yeah. Oh, no. That was clear.
You got to recut the entire podcast.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank
I
you.
Do not mean that.
That's fine.
Kim Martell, let's wrap up these pickup lines with your third of three, to or from apartment living.
Let's make like your heavy-footed upstairs neighbor and bang.
Yeah. There it is.
I'd like to add arf, 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 arf. To that last one.
Sure, sure. Make sure you do it over the sound effect, though.
I will.
So that it can't be heard.
That's what I did it on purpose.
Good. Damn you, Ben. I mean, good. It was quite good. Segment three! It's closing arguments. While the American legal system may be tragically and irreparably broken... At least it's tragically and irreparably broken for all. So we all have the same ability to get away with literally anything, so long as you can convince a dozen idiots that we didn't. Or didn't mean to that much. Or whatever, really. Not beyond a shadow of doubt is what gets us our freedom. Yay! And so in closing arguments, all you have to do is convince a jury that your client might not be as bad as they might seem to be. So let's hear your closing arguments defending these shitty things. Jojo Lewis, How about your closing argument defending a toxic fan base?
I feel attacked. Now I'm just a simple country dungeon master. But the way I see it is this. Yes, the woman who played Abby in The Last of Us 2 video game did get death threats a lot, and still does. The woman who was cast to play Abby in The Last of Us television show is almost certainly going to get death threats. Most of them, actually. The woman who played Rey in Star Wars gets a lot of death threats, I bet, still, of course. Taylor Swift? Does she get death threats? You better believe it. And she gets way more than the death threats the people who send the death threats get from the people who don't send Taylor Swift death threats. Felicia Day, who is a mother, Do you think she gets death threats? Do you want to kill her avatar? Because a lot of people do. Emma Watson? More like death threat, Watson. But before you cast judgment on the toxic fan base, maybe look at yourself and realize you're a woman. And that's what this is about. We're not a toxic fan base. We're just how society feels about women. Thank you. This is satire, I guess. Why'd you give this to me?
You know what? I know four people that made a very good decision. Thank you for your money.
No.
No. Oh. Well, what does this mean? Terms of service violation? No, that's exactly what I expected, because sadly, that is very accurate. Yes. Ben Rice, make us feel less sad with your closing arguments in defense of having all the toppings on your slice of pizza come off on that first bite.
Fuck.
Sure. For the past 2 weeks, you've been hearing about what a disaster it is when all those toppings covered in ooey, gooey, piping hot, melty mozzarella coming off in a single sheet of satisfaction is somehow bad? The defense would have you believe that pizza is perfect only when every bite is an even distribution of bread, sauce, cheese, and whatever ungodly combination of lukewarm veggies and super salty meats your heart desires from tip to crust. But if you were really honest with yourself, if you were really in the mood to savor your food, you wouldn't have ordered a 2 for $10 special with free delivery, you disingenuous fuck!
Well...
No, you want to wolf this hot stuff down your gullet as fast as possible. So when this whole sausage slot sloughs off in your mouth all at once, you're getting exactly what you want and what you deserve. Plus, you get to cut down on your carbs.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben. And you were somehow able to, with sounds, represent... The sensation of all of the toppings
pouring
oh, it all came off.
Well, the problem is I think I put the wrong word here, and I'm like, I don't know what that's supposed to be, so I'll just say what's in here.
Yeah, no, it worked perfectly. Thank you, Ben.
I wonder what lawyer cliche Kim will be.
Well, we've already got the Southern lawyer out of the way.
Yeah,
but
and she's in the South, so I don't know what she's gonna do.
Doesn't mean.
Well, you know, my dad's a lawyer, and so I'm gonna do the upstanding good lawyer who keeps his daughter in the will.
Yeah, that sounds good. Because we know.
I actually forgot that there were lawyer cliches. I feel like a real asshole right now.
I only know the Southern lawyer. So many stretched suspenders. Kim Martell, let's hear your closing arguments in defense of someone who always has to one-up everyone in a conversation.
One moment, please.
Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were opening. Yes.
A little
bit
got
that
in my eye, but it's fine. Your Honor, my defendant.
Was it the kid or the husband? We'll never know. It was the cat.
My best defendant that I've ever had is not guilty of any crime. Unless it's a crime to deserve your and everybody else's undying admiration. And why shouldn't they have it? By God, they're incredible. They were in labor for 12 straight days when they had their child without drugs. And their child weighed 47 pounds, and the doctor said it had the roundest head they had ever seen. And that's just the start. Did you know the school had to invent a new gifted and talented program called Gifteder and Talenteder program for their child?
Yeah.
Because they were so gifted and talented? Well, it's true.
Checks out.
So, yes, some people may think that my client is boastful. Some people might think that my client went too far when they robbed the second bank in broad daylight to show how easy it was for them. And well, it was incredibly easy for my client. Perhaps a little too easy. Because you see, Your Honor, my client is actually the real-life Johnny Utah from the 1991 movie Point Break. Keanu Reeves modeled the character very closely on my client, who infiltrates gangs and solves crimes. Warner Brothers wanted to do a sequel, but Keanu Reeves fell in love with my client and they had to call it off. I argue that my client was simply doing their job, and they're damn good at it too. They've been employee of the month at the secret FBI for 84 straight months. And they can name the favorite cake of every one of their coworkers. Could a criminal do that? I think not. I rest my case.
Oh, man. Oh. You know, favorite cake knowing at the secret FBI is not that easy.
There's so many people who work in the secret FBI,
yeah.
And there are so many food allergies.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Well done, Kim. So gosh darn good. Oh, we were speaking of drugs earlier. Oh, well, it's segment four. It's pseudopharmacals. I love drugs. You love drugs. We all love things that make us not feel like we normally do. Whether it's making our eyes stop doing that thing or opening our third eye. Drugs are a staple of this modern life. I didn't realize.
What was that?
Art.
The computer's off, guys.
I'm sorry, what were we doing? Oh, didn't realize I accidentally made a This Modern Life reference either. Do they do drugs in that show? I don't know. And in pseudopharmacals, you're asked to give us descriptions of three new mind and body altering pills, sprays, salves, or smokes hitting the markets and the streets. So go on, sell us our new favorite crutch. Jojo Lewis, let's hear your description of Green Larry's.
All right, there you go. Green Larry's. What's up, cool teens? This shit be kicking for starters. I'm not a cop. Totally not a cop. No. These are Green Larry's, and they are like two fun dip. They're like two fun dibs. They are like that feeling where you know who in Among Us is. It's the green one. When you know it's the green one in Among Us, that's Green Larry. That's the name. That's where the name comes from. Mm-hmm. They make you very good at coming up with cool anime karate move names. And you will be able to kickflip hella high, which is what you will be also. They are green apple flavored, which is very important. They are not chewy. They are almost certainly like Jolly Ranchers. They are rough on the teeth and gums. They are good to keep around if your blood sugar gets slow. Oh, okay. They're good for the A1C. It cannot replace your metformin, but if your blood, it could save a life from a sensor.
Okay.
The first one is not free. I did pay for these, but I do take PayPal and Venmo, so that's cool.
That's nice.
Just put Green Larry in the memo tag for Sacramento PD. And I'll know that you are guilty of wanting these cool drugs. Spencer, how do I turn off this TikTok thing?
Oh, Spencer. Oh. Should have told him before he started recording.
That's the name of a cop son in my imagination.
I think that checks out.
Yeah.
100%. Spencer.
Because he's dispenser of justice.
God damn you.
Damn it.
Oh, boo.
That's very good.
Let's just make him read something he wrote.
I knew that. I read JoJo's thing and I wrote that. So like, no.
Wow. Thank you, JoJo. I want some Green Larry's, fellow teens.
I would love that. So wait, I'm sorry. They lower your A1C.
Yes.
And they make you good at anime games?
They make you good at coming up with anime fighting moves. Yeah. Names.
Okay.
Names for anime.
Do they have to be? I don't see where the harm is. Do I pull all the copper wiring out of my job site? Like, where's the
I don't know. Are you a teen who has a job? At heart?
Yeah. Sounds like you want them.
A teen at heart.
Yeah. Sounds like you want a job at heart.
Okay, well, fine. I'm not going to poke holes in your drug idea.
Yeah. It's so perfect that you want some?
Yes.
Trial here. This is a show.
I like that you're not a teen at heart, but that you have a job at heart. Yeah, that's nice.
Capitalism.
I'm not employed, but I have a job at heart. Ben, hi there.
Hi.
Let's hear about your new drug. Oh, man. Get us all hooked on Good Time Gym Jams.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
That sounds like something Ben would actually say.
Yeah. I have so many of these at home. Come on by. We all remember Randy Macho Man, rest in peace, Savage.
Don't like the addition.
Snapping into a Slim Jim in our youth. A super salty beef stick we all tolerated, but damn, did we want to snap into one. Mm. Well, now those times are back for us aged WWE lovers. WWF for the real ones out there. because much like Macho Man, Hulk Hogan, and all the rest, Good Time Gym Jams are chemically enhanced for your enjoyment.
Nice.
Enjoy this super salty beef snack loaded with PCP, LSD, WMD, and a heavy dose of PTSD. Snap out of reality and snap into a Good Time Gym Jams.
No, do not applaud that. None of that sounded fun. Let's give you a salty meat stick with PCP and PTSD.
Yep.
Simultaneously?
You got it.
One follows the other.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. It's fine when one follows the other. Not when they're simultaneous.
Well, see, you're having the good times, right? And then you get stuck in a jam.
Mm-hmm.
Good time to jams.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
For a while.
That's how they stopped 2012.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But his debut album is available on vinyl, so.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize.
In the past.
In the present.
Oh, I'm sure you could find it.
Yeah. It sells.
He has the time traveler's wife disease.
It's a reissue. It's a reissue.
God damn it. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding me that unfortunately the world is without Randy Savage.
You're welcome.
I don't like adding rest in peace to his nicknames.
If you've never seen when he was on like a talk show and they asked him if he cried.
Oh, yeah.
It's very fucking powerful.
Yeah, that was Arsenio, and I watch it regularly.
So good.
He's so wonderful.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Ben.
You're welcome.
Had a heart attack
in
his Jeep.
I thought he was going to make me not sad.
No, this show is all about sadness.
It's not my fault he's the guy that was the spokesman for Slim Jim.
No, it's
not my fault.
Put that on your fucking Eventbrite.
I say on air right now. I didn't kill him.
It's not your fault that he had a heart attack while driving his Jeep and drifted off the road.
Right.
And that's how Randy died.
We should all be so lucky.
Yeah. You know what? Went quick. Sorry. What's happening? thank you, Ben.
Good to meet you, James.
That's where the edit point was. Kim Martell, let's wrap up some pseudopharmacals. As usual, I have one that sounds like the commercial versions, and I have to reacquaint myself with how it's pronounced. Sure. Kim, let's hear your pitch for your new drug, Linzaplox.
Are you ready to get out there and live your life without fear of larval disease caused by your insatiable desire to eat raw or undercooked meat? Then you need Linzuplox, the only FDA-approved treatment for human tapeworms that works by flushing out your colon and killing the worms. Ooh. So they don't come back. Because we know that your sanitation standards are as low as the temperature you like to eat your pork. Linzuplox, because we know that you're going to eat that meat without the heat. Linzuplox. When you thought you had germs, but surprise, you've got worms. Linzuplox. When you eat a flea, and then worms come out when you pee. Linzuplox.
No.
Proudly presented by Pfizer.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. That was the one I felt the worst about.
You should. I don't want to think about worms coming out when I pee.
Okay, so Plox is a real medicine.
Oh, okay.
For worms?
PLO, yeah. It's two different antibiotics combined. Oh. And then Lenzess is a real medicine.
Oh, shit.
And so I just made those two medicines together.
Oh, man. I'm sorry that I came so close to something real this time.
Yeah, actually, Pfizer is like calling me right now.
Broken clock and whatnot.
I just try to make up gibberish, but you can't do it anymore.
And you happen into the next hit drug.
Yeah. No, I don't want that to be a hit drug.
Well, the idea belongs to all of us now.
Why would
can't
you
stop the signal, man.
No, you can't. Why would you get something that flushes your colon but doesn't kill the worms? I don't understand.
All of they don't kill the worms. They either you get the option. And I researched this, God, and you owe me an apology. They either kill the worms and then they die and fall out, or they flush it out. Those are your two options for getting rid of the worms that you got from either eating a flea or consuming undercooked meat or fish. Or being unsanitary with your hands in dirt.
Sure.
And then eating that dirt that had tapeworms in it. Those are your options.
Yeah, Jeff. And not having a relationship with Christ. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to buy a really expensive meat thermometer.
The internet has made me believe that although it is uncommon, it could happen to anyone.
Oh, no. Why do I still do this show?
One of the side effects of tapeworms is anxiety from seeing tapeworms come out your butt.
Yeah. Well,
they get pretty long, Jeff.
Fuck. Okay.
I take it back. I'm not sorry anymore.
No. But let's just shut it down. Good thing we're on segment 5. It's Department of Tourism. Ever want to just get away from it all? Light all your worldly possessions ablaze in a 20-foot-tall bonfire in the middle of your lawn and slowly pull away with it in your rearview mirror, flipping off your past life as it grows smaller and smaller behind you. Or, you know, maybe go away for a day trip or something. Well, in Department of Tourism, as the newly appointed tourism directors of the following places, it's your job to convince us to convince us go-placers that yours is a place to which we should go. Be it for a day, a weekend, or just maybe leave everything we've ever known behind for. Jojo Lewis. I don't know. Make us want to visit the easily explained by science spot.
Mine's not even as good as its name. It sucks. That's why I'm so sad as the last one. Hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Jojo Lewis, and I'm here in beautiful, easily explained by science spot. Peer-reviewed as the most scientifically accurate location in the contiguous United States. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Truthalulu, Hawaii.
Well, I got to write down Truthalulu now. That'll be in the show in the future.
Your EESS vacation begins with a trip to our scenic Apple Hill Orchard, followed by our scenic Apple Valley Basket Museum, where you can see in action how gravity can make something fall from a high area into a low area. Ooh. And the bushels? Well, they're only 9.8 cents per pound. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a gravity joke? Silly me. I'll leave the jokes to the professionals at our world-famous Grounded Groundlings Improv and Electricity Theater, where you can enjoy improv and survive electric shocks as they pass safely through you into a metal spike, much like a comedy lightning rod. Love tacos? Sorry. Love tacos? Mm-hmm. Then make sure to plan your trip in January where you're in time for Guac Fest. But, and this is huge, if you can't make it for January, do make sure to show up to February when Guac Fest becomes Brown Fest as oxygen does its wonderful, terrible work, destroying what was once beautiful, vibrant guacamole. And, of course, what day in EESS would be complete without our nightly show, Which Witch Is It Anyways? where we gather up some of our most outlandish townsfolk and shatter their many stupid illusions about homeopathic medicine, doesn't work, colorblind glasses, they're a scam, and vaccines, which are 100% safe and effective and don't cause autism. Book your next trip to Easily Explain Science Spot, and yes, it is that simple, and Gwyneth Paltrow is fucking lying.
Hey, JoJo Lewis. Oh, so easily explained. Joe, where can people get more of your brand of you?
You can get more of us at Mom Hat Studios on all social media things, right, Jeff? Yep, and mom-hat.com.
Oh, so close.
I know. I don't know who owns momhat.com, but they have said it's very expensive.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird that they're...
I think it's you.
No. 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 Did just have a bunch of stuff renew that I was not expecting.
That's always fun.
Yeah. Oh, wait, $500 for 3 years of hosting? What? didn't realize I had that set up. Well, good to have you. It's a gosh darn pleasure.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll try and throw a couple more dozen messages on Signal. See if we can't get you. Ben Rice.
Hi.
Hi. How about you give us your last very, very prepared piece?
Yes. Properly cooked for the proper temperature.
Yeah.
No tapeworms in this one.
No. Ben Rice, let's see why we should want to visit Spanksonati.
Sure thing.
Welcome to Spanksonati, the cleavage land for real Ohio women with curves. Leave your bustiers at home and strap into some shapewear as we turn this thriving bulbous metropolis into a slim, shapely, small city. Spanksonati.
Mm-hmm.
Tap that ass.
Yeah.
Harder.
Oh, hey. Oh, Ben. I see what you did there.
Me too.
Yeah. You threw an X in there. I get what you did. Ben, what number of things would you like to promote in ways of knowing what Ben Rice is doing and when?
You can follow Barley Me Productions across social media at Barley Me Pod, or just go to the website for podcast stuff, comedy stuff, all in one place, barleyandmepod.com, not Barely and Me Pod.
Mm.
They're spelled different. There's yes. a Barley and Me Pod.com.
That's an excellent jingle. Thank you, Ben. Kim, I know JoJo covered.
Why did you do this to me?
What? Huh?
Why did you? Why?
Oh, this. Because I always want to give you a point in every appearance where you can just black out and just a blind, just a white heat of rage and venting. This is why I do this.
She has heart problems.
Well,
I do.
I like to think I contribute to it some. Kim, we know all the Mom Hat places. Do you have anything else you'd like to drop before we just take you off your chain?
So I single-handedly run an organization called Mom Hat Studios yes. all by myself.
That's what I hear.
And I am working very hard on it. I would like to, is this the right time to voice a conspiracy theory that I have?
I mean, right before the prompt you're about to do? This yes.
Is, Kim?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't control the editing on this, Kim.
What do we got, Kim? Lay it out there.
Okay. So I think that Ben Rice
mm-hmm.
is also hosting a food cooking show on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
I've seen this.
Where
yeah.
is that plug, yeah. Ben?
Ben, could you please say for me, and as always, enjoy in your little sing-song voice?
And as always, enjoy.
Hmm.
How's that I hit? Feel like you didn't give it to me the way that you know.
The way Mama needs it.
Did
Mama
I,
needs
did I say it the way I said it on purpose or because I don't know what you're talking about?
I think it's on purpose. But okay, I'll let it go. Right. I'll let it go for now. Is it, but I'm going to catch you.
And as always, enjoy.
Yeah, see? I know it. Thank you.
All right.
I knew it. Okay. See, Michael, I knew it.
Apparently there's a secret project out of
it. I just heard a yell from the other room.
It's not me.
Okay.
But it does sound exactly like me.
Okay.
It really does. And he has this goddamn Dakotas, I tell you what.
Well.
Okay, well now
we're
gonna
have
a
research.
I'm suffering from a little trichardia here. But
well,
if anybody wanted to bring me another beverage, I'd take it.
Yeah. Don't you usually just
I'm
have
ready.
To tap
I'm
the can?
Sorry.
Aren't
that's
they
all
trained
I had to
by
do.
Now?
I that was
all right. Well, Kimberly, take all the time you need.
Or don't. Just say your fucking prompt, please.
Well,
no, I'm good.
Let's hear why we should want to come visit Fort Libertarian.
Thanks, friend. Welcome to Fort Libertarian, founded in 1789. Not the actual building, obviously. It's a cinder block storage unit with corrugated steel roof behind Gil's house, but the idea was founded in 1789. Anyway, let me tell you about all of the wonderful things we have to offer. Be advised, all of our tours are self-guided.
Yes.
Stop by the cafeteria and try our new John Locke's Enlightenment menu. It's low carb. Come speak your piece at the Round Table Town Hall, where it's all podiums, no chairs, just a bunch of podiums. You get to talk at other people who are also talking. Be advised. Adam Smith's Invisible Hand Puppet Show exhibit is unfortunately not running currently due to a fire that took place last November in which the fire department did not come to put it out, which is fine. That was their choice. And here at Fort Libertarian, we believe in maximum liberty. So that's fine. Wish they would have called and told us they weren't coming is all, you know. But speaking of liberties, whether you see yourself as a Thomas Jefferson type or a Jefferson Davis type, you'll find something you like at our It's Not a Gift, You Earned It with Your Hard Work and Perseverance shop, which is a work title in process. All purchases are duty-free, as we do not recognize the thieving paws of the United States government. Mm-hmm. So make sure you liberate that spending money for our very, very extensive gun and ammo inventory. And hey, February is for lovers. Lovers of guns and liberty, we mean. Buy one semi-automatic rifle, and that's all you get, because we're not giving you anything you didn't earn, like it should be. Because even if you don't have freedom in America, at least you can visit it. Located on a mostly unmarked, unmaintained road between Reading and Chico.
Oh, Kim.
Good job, Kim.
And Stab is over! Thank you all for joining us tonight. And, of course, a special thank you to our wonderful panel, JoJo Lewis, Ben Rice, and Kim Martell.
Yeah!
Now, if you enjoyed what you just saw, heard, or watched, why not check out The Stab Show via the podcast provider of your choice, be it Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Good Pods app. There's this and 384 episodes very similar to it. So give them a listen. Or, if you'd like to be here to have your laugh recorded for others to listen to, you can catch The Stab Show live in person at Stab Comedy Theater or from the comfort of your home on stabtv.com or twitch.tv/stabcomedy, Fridays at 7:30. But that's all we got for you tonight, folks, and I've been your host, Jesse Jones, reminding you to set that alarm for that thing you got coming up tomorrow before you go to bed. You'll thank me later. Good night!